Now to a bird of a different feather, the rooster. In the small town of Gig Harbor, Washington, the rooster was once a local celebrity starring in the town's tradition of rooster racing. Here is Harriet Baskus with this look back.
Racing fans is flocking into Gig Harbor, Washington, taxing the hotels and restaurants to capacity.
Rooster racing in Gig Harbor was immortalized in movie theater newsreels in the 1930s.
It's Rooster Derby Day, and they're betting millions in cracked corn.
The idea of racing fowl was hatched by Clarence E. Shaw, a Gig Harbor sign painter who wanted to draw attention to the sleepy fishing town. He built a track and trained young leghorn roosters to race for feed at the sound of a bell.
The thoroughbreds are lining up for the start. They're having trouble. The favorite just found a worm.
The racing roosters had names like Wobbly Toes, Dizzy, Poopadoop, Dot, and Dash. And Shaw's granddaughter, Joy Herman, says her grandfather didn't just race his roosters.
He taught them to ride a bicycle and to ride in a little car that he had made them.
Folks came from miles around to see the racing roosters, and no doubt to catch a glimpse of the roosterettes, local girls dressed in uniforms with short skirts and smart feathered hats. Another draw, says Shaw's daughter, 90-year-old Jane Shaw Carlson, were contests for everything from cute babies to tasty pies.
They were going to have a leg show contest, and you got a free bathing suit, so I came home to get in that.
What a race! Look at them drumsticks! Now, on the roosters, on the roosters!
Roosterville closed down in 1948. Folks say it had something to do with state gambling laws. Clarence Shaw went on to host a local Round Rock contest, but folks still remember Dot and Dash and Dizzy and the chicken coop town that put Gig Harbor on the map. For NPR News, I'm Harriet Baskus.
Dizzy the first wins the derby, Duster second, served with dumplings. Hiya, dumpling! And they call him Dizzy.